Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It has finally arrived, the kickoff of the 2023 high school football season. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I cannot wait for kickoff.
Yes, that time of year again. Best time of the year, football season, high school football. August. Only thing you have to worry about in August, thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's true. We have already seen that rear its head in the preseason scrimmages. Hopefully that won't be the case this weekend with the games that we're going to watch take place. And so we'll just go ahead and jump into it. Some of the area games that are going on. Brookwood heads to St. Simon's under the Oaks, or in the Bloody Marsh, as I like to say, to take on the Frederica Academy Knights, who are coming off of a scrimmage varsity tie with Brantley County. Frederica's got a loaded schedule. I think they're pretty good. Write this down. Remember that you heard it here first. Frederica will end up playing for a state championship game. It'll be between them and John Millage in the end.
John Millage hasn't lost a game in three or four years? Brookwood, though, handled Frederica pretty good last year in Thomasville, so they won't be a pushover.
Savannah Country Day goes to Windsor Forest. Columbia returns for the third straight year to open at Chris Gilman Stadium for the Camden County Wildcats. Camden hoping for some revenge as Columbia went down to Chris Gilman last year and stunned the world by beating the Wildcats. Camden looking to avenge that loss. Maybe plus some tonight. I like Camden here big.
Yes, still that easily.
Richmond Hill at Effingham. That'll be a really good football game.
Yes, I'm anxious to see the outcome of that one. Effingham and Richmond Hill both have high hopes this year.
Valdosta travels all the way up to Ohio to take on Massillon, Washington. That'll be a good one as well. Two story programs there in the high school football ranks.
That's when it'll be on TV somewhere that people can watch.
Sumter at Houston, Warner Robins at Lee County. Why don't y'all just go ahead and get started?
Yeah. I mean, wow, that's a state championship caliber type matchup there on opening day.
Yeah, TCC at Cairo. We will also see Tift at Coffee. I've got a feeling about this game. Most people are picking Coffee. I've got a feeling that Tift County's going into Jardine Stadium and going to turn some heads. I think they are going to walk out of there Friday night with a win.
Okay.
The Statesboro Blue Devils head between the bricks, the Glenn County Stadium, to take on the Glenn Academy Red Terrors. Statesboro, new coach, new regime, new system. They lost to the Red Terrors last year in an overtime game on a trick play two-point conversion by the Red Terrors. I like Statesboro to look really good in this football game, and we're going to get an opportunity to see how good Glenn is as well. Glenn got some injuries starting out the season, but I think both teams are going to be right there in the end when all is said and done.
Statesboro and Glenn's always a good football game. You know, a lot of history between the two schools. Glenn at home, I like Glenn to prevail.
Okay. Vidalia takes on the Mustangs. They head to the Corral at South Effingham. Bradwell goes to JC Stadium over in Jessup to play Wayne. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Wayne County announces to the world that they are state title contenders in 4A in this football game.
Yes, and Bradwell forever rebuilding, it seems.
Bullock Academy heads to Tift area. Pinewood at RTCA. Benedictine will go to Jenkins. Appling goes to the Swamp to play the defending state champion Ware County Gators. That's going to be a good football game.
It's going to be a good game, but Ware County reloads over in Waycross, and they're going to reload in 2023.
There's some talk that they might be just as good, if not better, this year than they were last.
They've got some running backs in Waycross.
Islands goes to Calvary Day. Southeast Bullock makes a short trip over to Liberty County. That'll be a good football game.
Should
too. Be a good measuring stick for both teams. Southeast Bullock, they've had a couple of seasons where they've had guys that were growing up, freshmen and sophomores, getting a lot of playing time. Those guys are now upperclassmen. We'll see a big change in the way Southeast Bullock plays this year.
Okay.
Brooks at Thomasville. Bluffton, South Carolina goes to Beach. I don't know how Beach got Bluffton to come to them, but they did. MCA, you might see MCA in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. They go to Johnson in Savannah, Toombs at Long, Savannah Christian at Hilton Head up in South Carolina, Berrien at Clinch, Fitzgerald at Irwin.
Another state title cut. I mean, single A, double A, ooh, that's a good matchup.
Jeff Davis heads over to Charlton or down to Charlton to play the Indians. Brantley will open on the road at Atkinson County. That's, to me, that's an interesting game because I think that's a game that either team who, you know, traditionally they're not powerhouses, but either team could come away with that and really get off on a good first step to start the season.
I look for Brantley to go on the road and beat Atco at Pearson.
Okay. Tatnall at Claxton. We'll also see Lanier at Bacon. Wilkinson goes up to Dublin. Washington Wilkes at East Lawrence. Swainsboro at Metter.
Ouch.
Yeah, about maybe 15 miles separate these two towns. Battle of the Tigers. Both are powerhouses. It's going to be a really good game up there in Candler County.
Going to be a good one.
Bryan at Lincoln. Troutland at Jenkins County. Hawkinsville at Portal. I like Portal to get this game. Hawkinsville scrimmage Valwood last week and got annihilated by the Valiants. I like Portal to win this football game and against Hawkinsville in the opener.
Hawkinsville's been down for a few years now. I don't know what's happening up there.
Dutch Fork, South Carolina goes to Colquitt to get woodshedded.
Dutch Fork is not a bad football team. They're one of the better high school football programs in South Carolina.
Colquitt's not too bad either.
No, but, you know, you're saying woodshed. Dutch Fork could put up a good fight, and then they'll run out of gas.
Christ School, North Carolina at Lowndes.
Ouch.
At the Concrete Palace. Jones Ouch. County at Northside Warner Robins.
That could be a good game.
I don't know. Yeah. I like Northside in that football game.
Oh, I do too, but it could be Jones County, Northside rivalry game.
Yeah, and so it is now upon us. We have officially made high school football season.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. It is finally here. High school football kicks off tonight. Glen Academy Red Terriers host the Statesboro Blue Devils between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. Wayne County hosts Bradwell at JC Stadium in Jessup. Appling treks over to Waycross to take on Ware in the Swamp. Frederica will be under the Oaks against Brookwood on St. Simon's. Keep up with all of your favorite teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides. and discover over 100 exotic animals. Experience a tasty adventure during Wild Food Weekends this month only at Wild Adventures. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Matt Olson has more home runs than the Braves have losses. Wow. Think about that for a minute. And we officially have a quarterback controversy in L.A. with the Rams. The New York Yankees are at the bottom of the AL East and are a 500 team. $260 million just doesn't go as far as it used to. I really am confused by this LIV Golf and PGA merger. They're talking about trading golfers next season? Maybe the word merger needs to be dictionaried here. Lamar Jackson says he is really happy with his new OC, Todd Monken. We know, said every Georgia fan. Michael Oher, what you're doing is disgusting, man. Dalvin Cook to the Jets. Write this down. The Jets will win the Super Bowl this season. Remember, you heard it here. The Colts have named Anthony Richardson their starter. Get a good seat. It's going to be entertaining. Come to the University of Colorado. Fighters welcome. The Pacific Athletic Coast Conference, the Conference of Champions. You know, like Utah State and New Mexico. San Jose State, too. The new Meg 2 movie is the best movie ever made. Jason Statham should be nominated for his role as a great stepfather, environmentalist, and shark killer. Truly one of the best performances of our lifetime. And these are my thoughts.
I honestly believe that if Jason if they had cast Jason Statham in Top Gun instead of Tom Cruise, the Top Gun sequel would have just blown the doors off the theaters.
Oh, it had made $2 billion instead of $1.5 billion.
Yeah, something like that.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, by Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. Biggest selection of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr, lots of 2-for-1s, 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
It is now time for the negative week one. No, week zero. This is week zero, right?
Yes.
Week one.
This is an official ranking, correct?
Well, these rankings are still based upon scrimmage games.
I got you.
Because we don't have any regular season games played yet. So we're still going off of scrimmage games. So this would be negative. This would be week negative one for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Okay.
All right. At number 10, checking in for the first time this season, fresh off of their demolishing of Hawkinsville, the Valwood Valiants make their way in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in at least a year and a half.
Means they've recruited well.
At number 9, The Appling County Pirates over in Baxley get in at number 9.
That's going to be a good football game tonight.
They'll get tested. Yes. It'll be the first installment of two teams that are ranked in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings playing each other.
Yes.
That's a little precursor that Ware might be ranked.
And they better be number 1.
At number 8, the Colquitt County Packers come in at number 8.
Hold on now.
Okay.
They're west of 75, so that means you've expanded the blueprint just a hair?
Well, so this is the way it works for those folks that are unfamiliar. In order to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you've got to be somewhere around I-75. Can't be west. You got to be somewhere around I-16. You can't be north. And then inside that little square, the I-16, I-75 square or around that area, and then you're eligible.
Whereas Colquitt's west of that. Okay.
But they're kind of around I-75.
He said they couldn't be west of I-75. Okay, keep going.
At number 7, the Coffee County Trojans clock in. Two teams from that region.
Well, they'll be unranked next week because you picked them to lose.
They may. You may very well be right. I got a feeling about that Tift County game.
Ranked, but they're going to lose at home to Tift County, according to Jason Bishop.
At number 6, fresh off of a 7-0 defensive battle where the Richmond Hill Wildcats showed how good their defense is by beating the Glen Academy Red Terriers 7-0 in the scrimmage. Richmond Hill comes in at number 6.
The Wildcats. Okay.
At number 5, the defending state champion Ware County Gators come in at number 5.
You can just ball that piece of paper up right now.
For what?
It's worthless. If Ware County is number 5 on your list going into the season, then you've absolutely lost your mind.
Well, wait till you hear the other 4 teams.
I don't need to hear anymore.
At number 4, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders come in at number 4 based upon their performance in the Jamboree Friday night.
Oh, okay. So they tied Brunswick. I'm assuming they – did they get in the McIntosh game with the weather?
No.
Oh, so they tied Brunswick High School in a scrimmage 7-7, one-quarter scrimmage, and they're – in above Ware County.
That's what the formula says. That's what the formula said.
Well, you know that formula.
At number 3, with a complete demolishment of Ashley Ridge from South Carolina, the Camden County Wildcats come in at number 3. They won like 37-10 or something silly like that.
Okay.
At number 2, also coming in with an impressive game in their scrimmage. Now, they didn't play a week 2 scrimmage. They only played a week 1 scrimmage, but that was against Metter. They looked very good in that football game. I'm very high on this team, and so is the formula, apparently, because at number 2, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets clock in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Wow. Okay. Wayne County.
And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers topped the poll for the first time in their history at number 1.
Where's Frederica? They were number 1 last week.
They fell out.
God, man. See, you got to stop this, man. You got to stop the madness, dude. You can't go from number 1 and completely. I told you, Frederica people, what was going to happen. If you're listening, Frederica Academy people, I told you, I prepared you for what was going to happen with Jason Bishop. He does it to you every year. He gives you a bone, and then he kicks you in the ribs for 10 straight weeks. That's what he does.
That's not true.
That's what he does with his power ranking poll. So, welcome to reality, Frederica. You already knew about it, but it slaps you in the face. And you haven't even played a down yet this season.
Let's recap, shall we?
Go ahead.
I might go to the Frederica game Friday night.
Yeah. Well, after this, I wouldn't. If I were you, I'd go somewhere else.
At number 10, the Valwood Valiants. 9, Appling County. 8, Colquitt. We might examine where Colquitt lies on the map to see whether they're eligible or not. Number 8, Colquitt County. Number 7, Coffee County. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Ware County, the defending state champion, Ware County Gators.
Just throw that away right there.
At number 4, the Savannah Christian Red Raiders. Number 3, the Camden Wildcats. 2, Wayne County. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the MCA Buccaneers, for the first time in their history at number 1.
Frederica drops. Tiff County's not in the poll, even though you picked them to beat Coffee.
Oh, if they beat Coffee, they'll be in.
I mean, there's no logic there. You just pick Coffee to lose in the first segment. You got them ranked in the second segment, and there's no Tiff County who you pick them to lose to. Whatever, dude.
I think if Tiff County wins, the formula will probably put them in, don't you?
The formula sucks.
It does not suck. Okay. You just don't possess the mental capability to understand.
No, I have no logic, and there's no logic into this poll.
You cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Guys, it's time. Time for back to school. Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available. So be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
This is the part of the show where Kip Branch gets to basically run the show and do whatever it is he wants, for the most part.
Highly rated segment. Not like this garbage segment we just got just finished up. This is actual knowledge about to be thrown at you. But we got a sponsor read first.
He uses the term knowledge loosely, by the way.
It's football season, baby. This is my time of year.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts and Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. That's a big, I mean, that's west of 75, Jason Bishop. And we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725, electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simon's Island Causeway. That's inside the window, GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Left is west on the map, right?
I'm just trying to give you a every year we have to have a geography lesson with you. I don't get it. 2 years ago, you didn't know where Fitzgerald was. Apparently, you still don't because they're not in a power ranking.
The formula didn't have them in.
Of course.
And Fitzgerald's a defending state champion.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's why you're... Yeah, never mind.
That's how tough it is to get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Okay. It's just depending on what you feel this week. Butt hurt list, though. This is a reliable list that you can depend on week in and week out. Okay. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the New York Yankees. You're 60-61. You're in last place in the AL East, and you were just swept by the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone.
Remember, they almost fired him at the end of last season.
Yeah.
They gave him an extension, signed him to a long-term contract, and now here they are.
Yes. There could be something pink in your future, as is a slip.
Oh.
There we go. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the San Francisco 49ers. You want to know why?
Yeah, I kind of would.
Trey Lance. Okay.
All right.
You gave away a 2022 first-round draft pick. You give away a 2023 first-round draft pick. You give away a 2023 third-round draft pick to get Trey Lance. You traded with Miami to get in position to draft him, and here's what happened with that pick last year. You ready?
I'm ready.
Miami traded it to Philly. Philly traded it to Dallas, and it turned into Micah Parsons.
Is that right?
Yes.
How about that?
So, Micah Parsons, Trey Lance, that gets you on the butt hurt list, San Francisco.
Who would 49ers. You rather have, Micah Parsons or Trey Lance?
Micah Parsons by a mile. He's a premier defensive player in the NFL.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Trey Lance is not even going to start. He might not even be the backup. You give away two first rounders and a third rounder to get a third string quarterback. San Francisco.
They're going to trade him. Raise your hand if you think Trey Lance is going to be a bust.
My hand is touching the ceiling.
Yeah, everybody here in the studio, producers included. Okay, just wanted to get a temperature of the room.
Number three on the butt hurt list. It's football, college football season. 2 weeks away, and we've got hot seat rankings out there for coaches on the hot seat, and Jimbo Fisher is in just about every one of them.
For the last 3 years, he's been on the hot seat number one, and he keeps surviving.
Jimbo Fisher, hot seat. Can Bobby Petrino, an offensive coordinator, save you at Texas A&M? All that oil money brought you in there. You left Florida State a mess. Norvell's cleaned that up in about 3 or 4 years, and now you're back on the hot seat, Jimbo. You're on the hot seat. And it's hot in Texas right now, 100 degrees every day. The seat at College Station's registering about 120 Fahrenheit right now.
Can you imagine, without as outspoken as Jimbo Fisher is, with all the stuff that's going on with Florida State wanting out of the ACC, if he was still at Florida State, how much you'd be hearing from him in the media on this?
Oh, you would be.
Absolutely.
You'd be hearing. Buddy's on the hot seat in college. Better beat somebody, Jimbo. Number two on the butt hurt list, James Harden.
Okay. All right.
Does he not deserve to be on it?
No, he does. No.
Okay. You're
going nowhere.
A locker room killer. Selfish.
Wow.
Ball hog. Attacking ownership. General managers who give you max money to come in and look. Well, choke every year. James Harden, you calling people liars, dude? The man's questioning your commitment to win, and I'm questioning your commitment to win. And the NBA is in a dilemma right now. You know what the problem in the NBA is? They're letting the stars run the league, and this is where it's got you.
I feel like everywhere James Harden has been,
cancer, locker room,
there has been an issue between he and the front office at some point.
He gets max money, but plays like, you know, like he's a bench player when it matters the most. You can score.
He can score.
Yeah.
Not a lick of defense gets played, but he can score.
You can score until you need him to score in the playoffs when your season's on the line.
And then he shrinks.
Yeah. James Harden. Yeah, you're on the list. Number one on the butt hurt list.
He definitely does not have a LeBron James mentality.
Yeah, he does not. LeBron's got rings, by the way. Number one on the butt hurt list, Stanford and Cal. You got voted down by the ACC by teams that want to leave the ACC. Do you understand that? NC State, North Carolina, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Florida State voted you down. These are the first people that will bail from the ACC if they get the opportunity. They don't want you to come in. That speaks volumes about where you are and what people think of the Pac-4 conference right now. Stanford and Cal, you're number one. Let me reiterate that. You were voted out of the ACC by Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina State, North Carolina, Virginia, and Virginia Tech, however many voted. There was at least four or five of them. All of these teams will jump to the Big Ten or SEC at the first opportunity. And they denied you the opportunity to survive. That's all I need to say about you, Stanford and Cal. That's how it rolls.
If I'm being honest here, yeah. I don't think that's a really fair criticism of Stanford and Cal because
they're on the butt hurt list. Nobody wants them. That makes you butt hurt.
I just don't understand. I don't understand why a conference doesn't want them, especially the ACC, who's got that high academic bar. It expands the ACC westward. It would help them, you know.
Whoever came up with the ACC grant rights deal, they need to give that person a lifetime trust fund, the ACC does, and just say, hey, man, you go play golf, do whatever you do. Everything in life from here on out is on the ACC because without that, the ACC is the Pac-4.
Florida State is seriously contemplating the idea of taking out a loan to pay the grant of rights and the negotiating rights for their television deal back from the ACC to get out.
That's how bad they want out.
They're talking about taking out a loan to do it.
But yet, as bad as they want out the ACC, they voted against Stanford and Cal joining. Come on, man. Right there. That's brutal.
I feel terrible for Stanford and Cal because when you think about it, at this point with the ACC voting them down, the only path that exists for them to play major Power 5 football is to merge with the Mountain West. That's it. That's all that's left now.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Stanford, you know, you start looking at big three sports, Stanford winning national championships historically in baseball. They're a good program.
Yeah.
Florida State in the tournament every year except last year, 44 years in a row in the NCAA tournament, never has won a national championship. I didn't know how bad that ate at Florida State until I saw this vote.
I hope that the NCAA, even though they have no teeth, and college football, I guess, as a whole, figure the situation out with Stanford and Cal. You know, maybe the SEC steps up and does something here with
this.
We'll
see.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Parker, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. 912-466-7340.
The Bradwell and Wayne County game, when you look at the surface of that game, it doesn't jump out at you as, say, oh, well, this is a game that I cannot miss, because I think for the most part, folks feel like that Wayne County is a good bit better than Bradwell, and Wayne County's at home, and that they will handle this game pretty, I don't want to say pretty easily, but they'll win pretty comfortably. But there's something else to this game that as a high school football fan, especially if you're a Wayne County fan, that's important. You got the Wayne County Yellow Jackets made a deep run in the playoffs last year, and it got a lot of folks' attention. Jabo Shaw's done a really good job with the Yellow Jackets now heading into year two. Year one, he just flipped the thing on his head and, you know, got that train back in the right direction 1 year time, right? So here you are now going into year two. You've had a deep playoff run, and there are now expectations. And one of the more dangerous things, if you're a head coach, is to have expectations in Jessup. They expect to win there. They expect you to win. They expect deep playoff runs. They expect region championships. And as they should, that is a very storied program. The important thing about this game is, for my opinion, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets – this has to be a coming out game, I feel like, for them. This has to be a game where they come in and they dominate from start to finish and they look good. If they struggle in this football game, I think it raises some folks' eyebrows.
They beat Bradwell 34-12 in Hinesville last year on the season opener. Bradwell is one of those places where Bradwell used to be a great football program. Well, pretty good. You didn't want to go play over there. What happened in Liberty County was progress. They built another high school, split the talent in two. It's not an overly populated area, but whereas you would have one 6A high school in Liberty County under the old format, now you've got two, you know, lower classification schools in Liberty County, and that has spread the talent pool around, and it's hurt Bradwell more than anybody.
Bradwell's 4A or 5A?
They are 5A.
5A.
Liberty County is 3A.
Okay.
So if you take those two schools and, you know, just have one school, you're probably a 6A or 7A high school. But the talent's been kind of spread out over there. And then, you know, historically, Bradwell was good. But Wayne County, historically, you know, back in the old days, Jessup was winning state championships.
The other question for Wayne County, because, you know, you got to address the elephant in the room. The Benedictine Cadets are in your region.
Burke County's in your region. That's a good football region. I mean,
it is. It is. But let's be honest, with as well as Wayne County did last year, I think the question becomes for Wayne County, show us. And then the bigger question is, are you ready to beat Benedictine? Are you ready to win that game? Because that's the only way you're winning the region. You got to go through BC.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough region. Benedictine, Burke County. I mean, that's a tough football region. The Bradwell game is not a, you know, one of those barometer games for me. The Brooks County game coming up is going to be, because if it happens like I think it's going to happen, Wayne County is going to turn the tide on Brooks County after last year, and then that'll probably send some messages around the state.
There's another game that intrigues me, which is the Statesboro-Glenn game. Glenn, their best offensive player is going to be out for the first part of the season. He's got a sore shoulder. And so defensively, I think it's fair to say maybe the Red Terrors weren't as good as what they were accustomed to being defensively as a Rocky Hidalgo coach team last season. They certainly struggled offensively for the most part. New quarterback for the Red Terrors, but what is that going to look like, especially with, you know, their best offensive player out who plays running back? So what does that look like for the Red Terrors? How much has the defense improved? And then from the Statesboro side, like I said in the first segment, new coach, new attitude, new regime, new system. And so all of that is going to be put on display in week one at Glenn County Stadium for the Statesboro Blue Devils.
Never underestimate the bump you get from the enthusiasm about hiring a new football coach. That, in the high school game, that's worth 10 points.
Okay.
In a football game.
Yeah.
And so Glenn's coming in here banged up a little bit. If you listen around town, if you listen to Coach Hidalgo out in the preseason and during the talking season, he thinks pretty highly of this football team.
Well, Dobson thinks very highly of his team over in Statesboro.
Then you probably are getting set up for a contest like you had last year in Statesboro, one of those games that go down to the wire.
And I think this game will.
And I think it's going to be a good football game, too. Glenn's new quarterback, what can he get in the passing game? David Prince, is he going to be a factor in the football game? Statesboro historically has played good defense, has athletes, can score points. I didn't realize that Statesboro hadn't had a winning season since 2013 in football.
Yeah,
that's shocking by me.
Yeah, you mentioned that last show. I was just as shocked. Another game that really gets me for another good reason is Appling heading over to the Swamp to play Ware. Look, should Ware win the football game? Sure, they absolutely should. They got the game at home. wears a higher classification, but Appling is a powerhouse. Appling has really taken a huge step forward in the last 3 or 4 years about being a state power. This is one of those games where if you're Appling County, is it important that you win the game? Well, you're not expected to beat Ware over in the swamp. But what is important is that you don't get blasted in the game. Don't get blown out by the Ware County Gators. Go over there, make it a tight game. You know, keep it within 10, 13 points. Come away looking pretty good. And you got to feel good about yourself hanging with the defending state champions who's in a higher classification. If that's the case, God forbid they go over there and knock off the Gators.
That's not going to happen. Ware County is that good, and they're probably going to be in the Final Four, maybe back in the state championship game. Many people are saying they're going to be better than they were last year.
I've heard that.
Coach Strickland's a great football coach.
Coach Strickland went to Lamar County years ago and took a program that was nothing, turned them into a state power for close to a decade, left Lamar County, and what has Lamar County turned into after he left?
I'll say this. When you go play at Memorial Stadium in Waycross, Georgia, you better buckle up your chin strap.
If you've never been to a game at the Swamp at Memorial Stadium in Waycross and you're a high school football fan, you need to get over there. That atmosphere is as unique as they come in the high school football world.
Buckle your chin strap because it's going to get knocked loose.
And the other game that I just want to touch on for my perspective that I'm interested in, Tiff going over to Coffee.
Not happening.
I'm telling you, I got a feeling about that game.
Okay.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
Guys, it's time. Time for back to school. Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available. So be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us now, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Well, Dr. Sasser, you know, the Braves are rolling. Looks like they've kind of begun to snap out of their little funk that they got in there for about, you know, 3 weeks or so.
Little slump.
Yeah, getting some guys healthy. And then you get Ozzie Albies go down with a hamstring issue. And I'm going to tell you from experience, right, maybe the only time that I'll ever be able to say this to you, I'm going to be able to tell you from experience, from my playing days in high school and in college, I struggled with the hamstrings, and I know how unpredictable they are, and I'd like for you just to kind of talk a little bit about how unpredictable those things can be.
Sure, and, you know, it's funny because I've learned a lot in the last 20 years about hamstrings. It used to be we would kind of neglect them on purpose and just kind of ignore them and say they'll get better. And I think these days, and probably what they're doing with Ozzie, is trying to be as aggressive as possible. The issue with a hamstring, and you probably had the same issue, is once you get one, you have a greater chance of getting another one. And it could be because that first hamstring injury didn't heal properly. And that's what makes them such a long injury to deal with.
And the thing with those, and you speak to this, is that you're talking about not healing properly. You might feel great, right? You sit out a couple of weeks and you don't feel any of the pain. And you go back out there and you get back on the field in your very first game, you pull that guy right again. Why is that where, or is there a reason that you can pinpoint to where those things don't bother you when you sit out, you feel like you're good, and then you get back on the field and, you know, there you go. Is it just not healing properly?
Right. Well, it's a lot of times because you still probably haven't stressed it to the extent, like for a game.
It's
a hamstring is a deceleration injury. If you ever see, you know, you can always see it when a football player does it, because they'll run down the field, wide receiver runs down the field, makes a cut, and then has to make a quick stop, and that's when he pulls up and grabs the back of his calf. So the reason it's a deceleration injury is because you stick your leg out to stop, which puts the hamstring on stretch, but as that hamstring, that rubber band is stretching, it's also trying to contract at the same time. It's trying to be the brake. So, and that, what we call an eccentric contraction, meaning that the muscle is getting longer as it's trying to shorten up, puts the most stress on the muscle itself. And that's what happens. And so that's why usually they go through rehab, they're running fine, they're walking fine, they have no pain, maybe they're even running the bases, and then they go for some awkward hop on a ground ball or cut on a field, and they have to straighten that leg out, and they have to quickly decelerate, and it'll pop it again.
So when a player stretches a hamstring, sprains a hamstring, pulls a hamstring, what's the difference between that and tearing a hamstring?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. So a hamstring is torn at what we call the musculotendinous junction. And basically it's at the muscle fibers. The muscle fibers will stretch, they will tear. And that's why there's nothing to fix. Now, there are cases, very uncommon, where the hamstring tendon, not the muscle, but the tendon will tear off at the, you know, kind of at the base of your rear, at the back of your hip. And sometimes it'll even tear down by your knee where it connects. Those are tendon tears, and those are ones that occasionally we will fix. But the most common is a hamstring strain, which is where the muscle gets stretched and those muscle fibers will actually tear. And it takes a while for that to regain its integrity and strength. Because on a very small level, basically what has to happen is all those muscle fibers, some of them die, and then some of them heal, and then regrow, and then reconnect. So that just takes time. And that's why it's such a long injury to get over.
Mm-hmm. Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So in your professional opinion, I'm sure you've dealt with millions of these things throughout your career. What advice do you give someone, the athlete, that strains a hamstring or pulls a hamstring? Are you the type of doctor that, more aggressive, or you need to rest?
I used to be more conservative about it because you'd want them to be feeling better and be pain-free. But these days, actually, I am more aggressive about getting my hamstring injuries into physical therapy treatment. So the first thing is trying to get the swelling down, get their range of motion back, make sure they don't get any stiffness, which they can, because if you think about it, that muscle is trying to scar down. So after about a week of letting the swelling go down, I get them in physical therapy and really work quite aggressively to PT a hamstring injury.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, once again, thank you for your time. And you did, as you always do, make Jason Bishop smarter.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures. Wild Food Weekends at Wild Adventures send your taste buds on an adventure with the return of Wild Food Weekends. Saturday and Sundays from August the 12th through August the 27th, you can explore unusual flavors and unique hometown treats. Experience flavorful twists and mouthwatering delights like the Gator Sauce Hot Wings Basket, Pickle Juice Lemonade, a super fun-sized funnel cake, pizza on a stick, and more. Wild Food Weekends will also feature authentic Latin and Hispanic cultural performers, live music, a variety of food trucks, and more. Don't miss a single bite. You can save 50% on daily admission to Wild Adventure Food Weekends when you purchase tickets online. And gold and diamond pass holders can bring a friend for free every weekend in August. Wild Food Weekends at Wild Adventure, Saturday and Sundays, August 12th to the 27th. Get your tickets and learn more now at wildadventures.com. Well, high school football fans, we have made it. It is high school football season, and kickoff is just minutes, less than an hour, maybe even under that in some places. High school football season, let's go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. It is finally here. High school football kicks off tonight. Glen Academy Red Terriers host the Statesboro Blue Devils between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. Wayne County hosts Bradwell at JC Stadium in Jessup. Appling treks over to Waycross to take on Ware in the Swamp. Frederica will be under the Oaks against Brookwood on St. Simons. Keep up with all of your favorite teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. Experience a tasty adventure during Wild Food Weekends this month only at Wild Adventures. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.